This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to get a whole lot of information that is being omitted through media blackout concerning the mainstream media and its operatives, friends, no joke, open your eyes. There is a reason 94% of you don't believe the media. Do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and check out the information, friends, that is available for you to make well-balanced decisions according to the law. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, with that, friends, I want to catch up to where we were yesterday because we were talking a whole lot about what's going on in the professed church in America today. And I just want to talk today about celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture. And it's important because we need to apply this to ourselves. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13:5 that we're to examine ourselves daily to see if we be in the faith or not. So when you hear people say, you're not supposed to question your salvation, really? Folks, give me a break. That's so unscriptural. It makes absolutely no scriptural sense. Let's get back to the Word of God and stick to it. Dr. D. James Kennedy, friends, he was a friend of mine before he passed away, said the vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today, he said they're not Christians at all. He said, I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. He said, I base it on empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people that have gone through his churches. How are we to judge not just men in general, friends, but when it comes to Christianity, how are we supposed to judge them? I talk about it concerning politicians all the time. We're supposed to judge them by their fruit. And Christians are called to be fruit inspectors, are they not? Matthew 7:16. Now, I want to lay this premise before we step out on this topic so people understand where I'm coming from, okay? In the early 2000s, when I first got saved, I was the drummer in the band called Junkyard Prophet. We were voted second best unsigned band in the country, right behind a band called P.O.D., which just happened to become MTV's Darling. And according to Reverb Nation, we just happened to be the first rated Christian band in the country. I'm also endorsed by major music companies across the country. I am a drummer still. And I also wanted to let you know that after touring the nation, as well as playing with some of the biggest name in Christian, the Christian arena, friends, concerning Bride, Guardian, Disciple, Nouveau, so on and so forth, and even in the secular arena, friends, Drowning Pool, Creed, Sick Puppies, Heady, Steppenwolf, and so on and so forth. I toured with these bands, okay, and I'm simply bringing my experience to you concerning the topic in which I'm to highlight firsthand. So I'm coming to you by experience in no other way, friends, because as Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said, I dare not speak of those things which Christ has not wrought through me. Okay? So again, I'm bringing you my testimony. Now, before I get started here, I would like to say as well that, namely to them that want to twist scripture in an attempt to protect their favorite rock star or musician or actor or politician, you know, their gods that they have created in their minds that don't exist, read Exodus 20, verse 4, by suggesting that I'm not to judge, right? I would remind you that I am using, again, the judge's words as well. I am judging with righteous judgment because I love. Leviticus 19, 17, John 7, 24. And might I add, friends, the fulfilling of the law is to love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? We are to judge with righteous judgment. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. And we don't want to do that. And the only way that you can understand that, friends, is with a converted heart, a hearing ear, a seeing eye. And we need to have the scriptures alive to us, friends. The Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. And without the Holy Ghost, we are nothing. And furthermore, let me add to that, line upon line, if you're not jealous or zealous against heirs, let me say, using the word zealous, if you're not zealous against heir, it's because you're not zealous for the truth. Okay? That's just really what it comes down to. Most people that say, thou shalt not judge, they are the ones that need to repent. They are the ones trying to hide something under the cover of darkness within the deepest caves of their hearts and the cackles of their hearts, friends. And we want to come and bring that out. The Bible says that the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. Let me show you how the law works really quick, okay? When you clean your house, for example, I'm a clean freak. Folks, to the point of people get irritated with me. I am that clean about everything that I do. From my vehicle to my house to my clothes to my body to my bedroom to my office. I'm just a clean freak. Little things bother me that get in the way. I'm very analytical when it comes to things that need to be done as well. But when I say that, friends, I want you to understand when I clean the house, the house may look great. It may look clean. And it's a sunny day. And all of a sudden, the house looks totally clean within. And all of a sudden, I open up the shades and the sun comes in. Well, all of a sudden, the sun begins to expose all of the dirt in the air that I didn't see until that sun came. And so it is with the law of God. The commandment is a lamp. The law is light, okay? And reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. So understanding the use of the law, that's how I'm going to bring it today, okay? I'm going to expose the dust in the air. The law is the stick. When you walk out into a lake and you can see your feet in the bottom, all of a sudden the law comes in, you take that stick and it stirs up the mud and your feet disappear because all the dirt gets in between your eyes and your feet. And the list goes on. There's so many different analogies that you can use. But what I want to talk about again, friends, is just this. Celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture. There are so many of them. Now, yesterday I took the time to highlight on the show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern lack of Christendom stardom, such as Kanye West, when trophied on the Heretics Joel Osteen's platform recently for his supposed conversions, okay? And I'm hoping, friends, in all sincerity, it's my job to bring and to see redemption within mankind. And I'm the tool. I'm the ambassador sent by the Holy Ghost to see that through in so many different ways, using the law to grace. I fear too many times, though, friends, when we're talking about these guys, they're mushroom converts. And what do you mean by mushroom converts? Well, they need to be converted again. And then again, and then again. And see, the problem that we're having today is the modern gospel is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, and I can't find that in Scripture. And yet when I go to Scripture, I see Jesus gave the message through his apostles and John the Baptist, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So what's the difference? That's it right there. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for listening to us, loyal listeners, in over 117 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries, as well as my friends on YouTube. We're slowly growing this, and my YouTube friends and live chat, these guys are great. Comments, welcome. Folks, if you're driving, you want to give us a call, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to give you a quick download of a lot of information concerning celebrity conversions, if you want to call them that. They just don't line up with Scripture. I was telling you and highlighting, friends, before the end of the last segment, there's many mushroom converts. And what do you mean by that, Bradley? Well, they need to be converted again. And they need to be converted again. And they've never used the law as the schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ, Galatians 3:24. And then that may be the very reason they've never repented before a just and a holy God, and therefore have never brought forth fruits meet for repentance. Okay? So it all lines up with Scripture. It's the modern gospel, which runs antithetical to the gospel. Okay? The modern gospel says God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Unscriptural, can't find it nowhere, friends. Yes, God loves you through a demonstration. John 3:16, the list goes on. But Scripture tells us that the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's why they were hated for Christ's sake, by all men, okay? We have too many preachers, as they call themselves. They're really hirelings, if you look at them in the light of Scripture, John 10:12, that are opening the doors to the wolves to devour the sheep with heretical teachings, okay? They run, again, in stark contrast to Scripture in so many different ways. But I want to get to this. Dr. D. James Kennedy, who was a friend of mine before he passed away, said, the vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today are not Christians. I can tell you that firsthand. I have literally friends from coast to coast, year after year, going up the ladder in the hierarchy of the church, friends. I understand why we're in trouble today. A bunch of diplomatic magicians in the church that care more about their numbers, congregants, and their finances coming through their congregants than they do preaching the truth. So it shows you where their loyalties are. Their loyalties are not to God. They are to you. They are to making sure, like many of today's conservatives, friends, controlled opposition, they care more about the sponsors than they do the people that they're preaching to or teaching, as they would say. Friends, they care more about appeasing their sponsors, the golden calf in the church. They care more about how much money comes into their congregants than they do telling you the truth that makes men free. And the Bible clearly tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. And the Bible says, in contrast, friends, listen carefully. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. Never, ever trust a person that doesn't tell you hard things, friends. Never, ever trust them. The Bible tells us open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And how many people I have met in the church in America today that don't even understand that iron sharpens iron. They want nothing to do with it. They want nothing to do with reproof or correction or instructions concerning righteousness. Friends, why? Because they know not the ways of life. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Let me take it back to Proverbs, give you a little more understanding, easier to understand. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Okay? He always goes in the way of truth. And the Bible tells us in the New Testament that we're to walk in the light as He is in the light. We want to have fellowship with Him and His Son, Jesus Christ, who cleanseth us from all our sins through His blood. Okay? So, what do we want? Do we want to appease men? Galatians 1 tells us Paul, two-thirds of the Testament that was written by Paul in his pen, inspired by the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm not here to please men. I'm here to please God. So, let's get this into perspective sincerely. Okay? So, going on to what I was just talking about, friends, a couple minutes ago during the last segment concerning the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern lack of Christendom stardom, such as Kanye West, when trophied on the Heretics platform, Joel Osteen, recently for his supposed conversion. Okay? Folks, you thought that the political scene was filled with theater. I'm telling you what. This is how today's hirelings are keeping their congregants or drawing their congregants into their churches, friends, by entertaining them. Okay? It's the same thing the CIA-controlled media is doing right now with this impeachment process. It's nothing but theater. It's nothing but a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics. And by the way, I would tell you, I would have you take heed concerning what you're being told, because what you're being told, friends, is true in a lot of ways. They're telling you the truth inadvertently. Okay? They're playing like a warfare, but what they're really doing, just like they did back in the 50s, friends, concerning some individuals that were exposing communism in the government. They were playing as if it was not really happening, when in fact it's exactly what was happening in the United States of America. And hang on a second. I just got a thought here. In the 50s, Sons of Liberty. Yeah, McCarthyism. Remember McCarthyism back in the 50s? Joe MacArthur. I'll tell you what, friends. That boy has been vindicated 1,000 times over, hasn't he? Remember how he was warning the American people that communism was infiltrating the American government, and many were subpoenaed, indicted. They were never charged. They were exonerated somehow through a lack of evidence somehow that the government didn't want to produce. And nothing new under the sun there. But what's interesting to note, friends, the very things that they played out there, they kept demonizing and polarizing the likes of Joe MacArthur, saying that he was on a witch hunt, when in fact he was the one telling you the truth. Now, however you want to take that, you take that. But I'm telling you, friends, the truth is in the air. And many of these bad people and these so-called good people, in their confusion, are blurting out the truth. Okay, that's just a side note to what I'm talking about here. But folks, we are seeing theater in the church as well, and it's been going on far too long in this country. And keep in mind, interestingly enough, that the Lord warned us of both. Jesus said in Mark 8:15, he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government doctrine." And he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, religious hypocrites." So it lines up perfectly with what we're talking about here. Now, this novice, Kanye West, stated he was the greatest artist that God ever created. I don't know if it's you or not, friends, but those that call themselves Christians, I didn't know that it was about Kanye West anymore. Apparently nobody told him that. Maybe he didn't get the memo where the Lord said to him, "Deny yourself and take up the cross and follow me." Maybe he didn't hear that part. Maybe he didn't hear this part. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Maybe Kanye didn't get that memo. And why is it? Because the preachers are too busy showboating and trophying this individual rather than taking him aside and preaching the word of God to him and telling him to go take a couple of years off and get right with the Lord. Because I would say to Kanye West, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And you don't need the likes of a Joel Osteen to try to build you up in what doesn't exist. And it's called humanism. And it runs counter to the cross of Jesus Christ. For the record, brother, from another mother, read Luke 9:23 when you get a moment. Furthermore, does someone want to give this guy a reality check on what talent truly is? I'm not demeaning him. His music does that, okay? He's playing to a computer. He comes up like a 15-year-old kid. He writes one verse, okay? And then for 3 to 4 minutes, it goes on with this reoccurring chorus over and over and over again. And folks, do you want to talk about unskilled? Do you want to talk about someone's done did lied to this brother from another mother to believe that he is the best talent that God ever created? You take musicians from today, friends, and I'm not talking about just a wide broad sweep. I'm talking about what Hollywood, and I'm talking about what the record labels put out there. Folks, they continue to lower the level of expectation from those that they call music stars or pop stars or rap stars or rock stars, whatever the case might be, because so many of them are pathetic. And in so many cases, for those that haven't been paying attention, what you could never in a million years get away from in the 70s through live performances, they're doing it all day long. How many of these pop stars have been busted singing to a recording? Okay, when they run out of air and their mouth isn't moving, the song keeps going, and somehow their voice keeps going. This is what I'm talking about. Folks, you'd have never seen anybody in the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, and even the 90s doing that kind of crap. And they're getting away with it. And somehow or another, they're beguiling people into believing that they're actually a real talent. That is not a talent. Real talent is what they can do on stage. Okay, that's the real stuff. But the stuff that I've seen from Kanye West, friends, and it was one video that I took time to look at yesterday when I first became aware of what's going on here, because I've seen this over and over and over again. I couldn't even believe how vile the content of his songs were. Completely vile. Now he's on stage talking about his visions and how he's going to do, he's going to go up through the United States of America and evangelize the youth through his music. I mean, this is craziness, folks. Kanye West, he's a novice, okay? And the Bible tells us, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. And maybe this is where he's getting the idea that he's the greatest musician that God ever created, okay? Folks, we got to love these guys enough to tell them the truth. And hopefully these messages are going to get into their laps to actually convert them with the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just got to watch, and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam.
President Trump's comments at the White House after a cabinet meeting, of course, the president talking about the ongoing House impeachment investigation. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says National Security Council Ukraine expert Alexander Vindman's supervisors and colleagues had concerns.
Your boss had concerns about your judgment. Your former boss, Dr. Hill, had concerns about your judgment. Your colleagues had concerns about your judgment. And your colleagues felt that there were times when you leaked information.
Jordan also calls this the most unfair process he's ever seen. E-cigarette company Juul is facing another lawsuit, this one by the state of New York. The lawsuit says that Juul is marketing their products toward young people to get them hooked on vaping, much like Big Tobacco did. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. You can go over to Before It's News. You can watch us there. We're posted on the front page right now. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach. And or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning the content, friends. We have some constitutionalists. We have some attorneys. We have culture warriors. We have very smart guys on that site that are in the battle fighting for the freedom and the preservation of the freedoms in which we have today, pushing back, folks, so we can have what's been stripped away from us back to where they belong to, we the people. Amen. Sons of Liberty Media. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, moving on, I was just talking about Kanye West, okay, and how he's being trophied. And it's not good for him, friends. He needs to be humbled. He needs to stay in the presence of the Lord. He needs to stay broken. Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 34, 18, Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. That's where he needs to stay. He doesn't need to be showboated right now, friends. He needs to go to the feet of Jesus Christ and feed on His Word until he becometh that which he professeth in Jesus Christ as he grows up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Now, concerning Kanye, and I'm going to get to some names here, friends, concerning some more that we see, because we see this reoccurring theme, friends, of how all these celebrities, if you want to call them that, in their conversions, and how they just don't line up with Scripture. Now, when I was just talking about Kanye just a moment ago, I was making reference to 1 Timothy 3:6, where it says, not a novers, a new convert, okay? Lest being lifted up with pride, he falleth into the condemnation of the devil. Also notice Kanye was also talking, friends, about his visions that God was giving him. Okay, that's great. I'm not going to question what the Lord's giving you, but what is it used for? It's not used for your career. It's given and it's used for the people, because you can't give what you have not received from the Lord, because freely we give after we freely have received. And I'm saying that backwards on purpose, friends. Okay. And we're first to be partakers of the fruit. The Lord says, the Lord give us understanding in all things. We must be first partakers of the fruit before we can go out there and be used in ministry. And rest assured, preachers, those up and coming, you will be tried by the fire that you preach. Rest assured. Now let me move on here. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, those that call themselves Christians, okay? Churches during the 1500s to the 1900s, and we can go back to the primitive church as well, friends. They used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their profession. And keep in mind, Christians in the Bible were called Christians by the people because they acknowledged that they were exhibiting the living Christ as witnesses of the resurrection through their lives. Okay? They didn't walk around with a Christian shirt on that says, I'm a Christian. They didn't wear a bracelet on that says, I'm a Christian, folks. No, the world identified that they were the light of men because of the exhibition and the display and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in their lives. 1 Corinthians 2:5 tells us that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Period. Period. Okay, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. And I want to tell you this too. Beware of intellectuals, because God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. Not many wise, not many rich folks have been called, Scripture tells us. So beware, and keep in mind as well, friends, a child is the model of heaven. Okay? Let's start rocking this, okay? Now, I wanted to tell you too, adding on to Kanye, I just wrote this out. He needs some guys around him that are rooted and grounded in the truth. That's what Kanye needs, okay? And what they're going to do is all these people are going to rush to him. All these preachers are going to get to him, just like the president. And they're not going to tell him what the word commands them to tell these people, like the president. Nope, they sit there and they praise him during his evangelical meetings for 3 hours. They didn't reprove him. No, friends, they sucked up to him, for a better way of saying it. That's what they say. They were sucking up to the president. They were praising the president. Okay? And I don't see that in Scripture. Scripture shows me in cases of judgment, friends, it's first the church. And why? Because the church is the one that was used to give the government. Read Exodus 18:21. And in cases of judgment, first the priest was called and then the judge. Okay? So let's put this into perspective. We should be praising nobody but Jesus Christ for who he is, for he is alive forevermore, way above that of reprobate sinful man. Cool? Moving forward. Now, the reason I'm highlighting Kanye, and I'm going to bring it to a part three tomorrow, too, I can see that right now, is to show you what others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono, you know, from U2, he's a filthy mouthed individual. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How does that line up to Scripture when I go to, friends, for example, James 1:26, King James Version? Okay? I mean, the guy's dropping the F-bomb everywhere, on worldwide television as well. Okay? The Bible says in James 1:26, if any man among you seemeth to be a Christian, religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. And then if you go to Ephesians 4:29, it says what? Here, I'm just going to go there, and I'm going to give it to you. I can give it to you from memory, friends, but I want to give it to you in case we need to throw something in context to that verse. But going over to Ephesians 4:29, okay, and what does it say? It tells us, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that what? It may minister grace to the hearers. Folks, there's no, here, like it or lump it. Read the Word of God. There is no such thing as a swearing Christian. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You must have a double eye or double hearing, because the Bible says a double-minded man will receive nothing from the Lord. But those that seek the Lord, He promises to give them the Holy Ghost. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give unto them that ask the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost isn't going to bear witness to their lie. He bears witness to the truth of the Word of God. Period. Read Acts 5. The Holy Ghost was given unto those that what? Obey. Remember the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, they chomped at the bit. Okay, they gnashed at the apostles. And so it is today. I just want to make sure that we understand these people call themselves Christians, but yet Scripture condemns their self-profession. Just for the record, okay? What about Brian Head Welsh? If you're friends with me on Facebook, I just posted the video of me confronting Brian Head Welsh from Corn at NAMM. We got a whole video series, friends. Matter of fact, my next article will just be that. I'm just going to show you video after video after video after video of us confronting these guys in a cool way. Okay? They're cool guys. But it's absolutely amazing, friends, no matter who I talk to in California when the NAMM show comes about, this is where all the endorsed musicians, I'm one of them, they come together and they just kind of get together. But what's interesting about it, friends, is they all think they're Christians for the most part. I'm not kidding you. Even the vilest of the vile, they think they're Christians. And you got to get in their face and love on them enough, and that's exactly what we've done. I'll put out an article tonight that will show you all these videos, but I'm looking at a video right now where I actually just kind of broke into a little circle with Brian Head Welsh, and I confronted him with the track. And I brought the Ten Commandments track so he can understand why he needs to repent. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. When you get a moment. Because the Bible says the law of the Lord converts the soul. It doesn't say anything else converts the soul. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. Okay, what about Brian Head Welsh? Well, Brian claims, he's a sweetheart of a guy too, by the way. But what's interesting is Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, yet he rejoins the band Korn and the same lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. How does that work? I mean, that works by feeding upon the hirelings of the day, the modern gospel, okay, because they never give the Word of God to make distinction between that which is just and that which is unjust, okay? Read Ezekiel 44:23. Also read before that Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. We make distinction according to what? God's moral law. So it is our common law in the United States of America, which is called the Mosaic Institution, for the record, okay? But this only works by calling yourself a converted Christian. You're converted from that lifestyle in Corn. A couple years later, he goes back and rejoins the same band, plays the same music, and lives the same lifestyle. I'm not saying he's using drugs or drinking, but the brother needs to know what kids are getting out of his hypocritical message by saying one thing and then doing something different. That's what Pharisees do, bro. Okay, Matthew 23, verse 3. And again, how does he get away with this? He stays away from the Word of God. He listens to what the hirelings have to say rather than seeking out and working out his own salvation with fear and trembling. I say this as sweet as I possibly can to these guys. But I'm telling you, it's not scriptural, your conversions, okay? Read John 7:17. You're supposed to know concerning the doctrine. First prerequisite, friends. And read 2 Timothy 2:5. All doctrines given by the inspiration of God for what? Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. The very things that the modern hirelings leave off. Okay? So what did they repent of? You got to ask that question, friends. apparently, and according to Brian's world, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world of Antichrist, which we were warned of in 1 John 2:15 through 18, in order to influence young people for the Lord. Okay, think about that. Influencing the world for Christ by the spirit of Antichrist? You heard that right. Influencing the world for Christ by yielding ourselves over to the spirit of Antichrist. Folks, you can't make this up. I'm going to come right back to Alice Cooper in about 2 minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, just responding to my live chat friends. Love you guys over there sincerely in the sense of just constantly throwing thoughts out there to ponder. And I do my best to respond to them. So I'm going back and forth with I don't know how many different people right now, but I just love your thoughts, your insight, and what you bring to the table. So I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you guys over on live chat on YouTube right now. If you want to call, you can at any time. We got all these live chatters going back and forth, which is just great because it's live. But you can call us live, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get over to, we're talking about celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture. I want to get over, I just talked about Brianhead Welch on from Korn. Now I want to get over to Alice Cooper. When you look at Brianhead Welch, well, the same thing goes for that of Alice Cooper. And by the way, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I could spend, folks, days doing shows. firsthand experience playing with a lot of these bands, these Christian bands. When I was a baby Christian and I jumped in, oh my goodness, I got in head first. And boy, oh boy, I seen all the counterfeits and the hypocrites. And folks, I could even name some bands right now not hearsay, from earshot, friends, from the actual source, as to these bands that call themselves Christian bands, big-name Christian bands that are alcoholics, they're druggies. When I first got into the church, I remember my singer told me, he was raised in the church, he said, my dad used to have all these church celebrities come in. He said, back in the 70s, he goes, they'd be doing lines of cocaine in the back of the church. And he said, we'd be going around looking for girls, and then he made sexual innuendos through gyrations with his body. It was like, there was nothing funny about it. It offended me because it was like, wait a second. I remember going into the church, and I remember asking people, because I would be in the Word, I would work during the day, and then I'd go home and I'd stay in the Word all night. Just because that's where I wanted to be. I was anticipating being in the Word. I was hungering and thirsting for righteousness. I was like a deer panting for that water like King David was. And I would read the Word and I became familiar with the Word. And then I'd go to church and I would see something completely different. And I'd go up to people in the church, namely the headship of the church, the spiritual overseers, and I'd ask them simple questions. And I'd say, why don't we do this anymore? This is what Scripture says. What are you guys doing here? He said to me, we don't do it that way anymore. As if to suggest the Word of God has changed. No, it's immutable. It's unchangeable. Folks, if we want, Lord, you know my heart. If we want Him, then let's meet Him on His terms. And this is what I want this show to be based off of. I want you to know what I know, okay? Because I fear, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you haven't tasted and seen, I understand why you're not coming back. The Lord always leaves you wanting more and more and more and more. And that's just how my life is. I'm in the Word all day long, but there's so many people that somehow or another have been moved by their emotions, or they get the goosebumps. You know, listen, I had a close family member, doesn't get any closer than the one I'm highlighting, who used to sit in church when we had to go, you know, 2-3 times a year to a Lutheran church. And she would say, oh, look, I got the goosebumps, and she had tears running down her eyes. But I didn't see any repentance. I didn't see any conversion. I'd see her go right back to fornication, go right back to gossip, go right back to taking things that didn't belong to her. I didn't see any conversion. So, folks, for those that are caught up in your feelings, put your feelings aside. Those that are caught up in your emotions, put your emotions aside. Boy, oh boy, do I deal with this more than probably anything. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. Okay? If our forefathers were to be moved by their emotions and their affections, friends, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be here today if it weren't that their affections were set on Christ. And that's where your affections need to be set. Okay? Because we don't want to be caught up with every wind of doctrine, right? And then you go up and down and go, things are good right now. Okay, everything's great. Now everything's bad. No, where are you at, God? And it's like, oh, when things are going good, the Lord's in on it. Praise be to Jesus. And then when things go bad, where are you at, Lord? Why are you forgiving? Or why are you forgetting about me? You get the point. Okay, so let's get over to Alice Cooper really quick. I only got 5 minutes left. Okay? Alice Cooper said he got saved because he's afraid that he would go to hell. Quote, I can't find that in Scripture, friends. But I can find where we are to fear the Lord in being converted, Psalm 19:7, from our sins, Galatians 3:24, and putting our trust into Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8, through godly repentance. I can find that. Also, read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. It's unscriptural, friends, what he said. By the way, I just heard a preacher the other day say to me, we need some more of that hellfire preaching back. No, we don't. It's unscriptural. Can somebody show me in Scripture where Jesus used hell to bring about godly repentance. No, he used God's moral law. He showed them that they violated God's moral law. And then when they repented by the power of the Holy One of Israel, who came to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, what happened? The Holy Ghost wrought godly repentance in them towards God, Acts 20, verse 21. Not towards man, not towards hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. Jesus said, if you continue in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. And sin is transgressing, breaking God's commandments. So let's again put this into perspective, friends. Okay? Alice Cooper said he got saved because he's afraid that he'd go to hell. Again, that's not scriptural. You can't find that in scripture anywhere. Jesus showed you the consequence 54 different times throughout the Old and New Testament. Alice Cooper, folks, needs to check his theology. Okay, and what's also interesting is Alice Cooper, like Brian Head Welch from Korn, they're doing the same things on stage today that they said they were converted from. Matter of fact, Alice Cooper's stage antics are in use on live stage tours, including him being beheaded. You heard me right. By the hands of a sexy nurse, said they, and a guillotine. He uses baby dolls and then impales them with a shiny sword on stage. This professed Christian man that's afraid that he's going to go to hell, that's living the same way he did before he supposedly got converted. He's got spiders on his face. It's makeup that's put on his face. The spiders are draped over his eyelids. And then he has a straitjacket during the time of his show with blood running down it. You know what Alice Cooper said? He said the good thing is that Alice said that he could never turn his back on his fans. But somehow or another, it's okay that he turned his back on the Lord. Come on, Alice. Come on, I'm not condemning you. Your sin is. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What you're doing on the stage is totally led of the spirit of the flesh. Beheadings? Stabbing babies? Spiders draped over your eyelids? A straitjacket because you can't be controlled with blood running down it? Come on, folks. Give me a break. Now, I know that there's people out there, I should do a whole show on just country music and pop music and metal music and even politicians. Like, remember George Bush, W. Bush? Remember how he sold himself to the people that Jesus Christ was the most influential person in his life and that he got saved through Billy Graham? I didn't get saved through Billy Graham. I got saved through the Holy Ghost. But it was interesting. Well, he called himself a Christian. Did you know that behind closed doors he had Ozzy Osbourne invited to the White House and had dinner with him? Oh, I should do a whole show on that. And George Bush said his mom, Barbara Bush, loved your stuff to Ozzy, speaking of Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne said that there's a fifth member in the band. He's talking about the devil. This is what I'm talking about. Everybody calls themselves Christians, yet nobody judges them by their fruit. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. I would remind my listeners today that Jesus Christ is the standard. He always will be the standard, regardless of who else wants to try to put themselves in the place of the divine. He is the Christ. He is the one that sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Again, coming back to full circle, he is the standard. Man is not the standard. And again, let me reiterate the point that if we want to meet him, then let's do it on his terms, not on the terms of others and what they want you to believe, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Let's talk about the characteristics of a false convert and a true convert tomorrow, and then I want to name names concerning modern-day professed Christians.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal deal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.